Let's consider Nigeria, the richest and most populous country in Africa. The country's large population of 211 million is likely a contributor to its large GDP, but also those tribes of Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa are renowned for their business savvy, business moxie, and are also the bedrock of former empires as the Benin Empire. America is a 200-year-old economy. Nigeria's is well under half of that. Its growth is paranormal.
Hi, I'm Tori Reid, the CEO of Victory & Noble, a storytelling company, as well as the executive producer for Getting Deals Done. When we began Getting Deals Done a few short months ago, we realized that humanity was and is in transition. The politics, social, cultural, and yes, biological upheavals are all part of a larger cosmic picture. And we all play an important part with our attitude, our thoughts, our actions, and our very lives. The idea behind Getting Deals Done has been to present a clearer picture of how change is affected by people with 10 toes and 10 fingers, just like you. In terms of this show, this means that everyone has a role to play in doing business, changing power, changing systems, and making the world a better place, one deal at a time. These segments are called Getting Deals Done Mastermind Forum, underscoring the idea of gestalt, where an organized whole is perceived as more than the sum of its parts. Together, we are stronger than when we are divided, or going it alone. Gestalt. One love. Courtesy of our partners at Vivro Water, a sustainable solutions company that mirrors our commitment to clarity, focus, and a better world. Vivro's water solutions for business have already helped divert tens of millions of wasteful plastic bottles from landfills and waterways. Every day, Vivro systems across the globe help forward-thinking companies transform their own on-premise water into a source for pure and reliable filtered hydration. Let Vivro help you and your business leave a legacy of stewardship, health, and wellness that will literally make you feel good inside. Go to vivrowater.com, V-I-V-R-E-A-U, water.com for more information.
The new emerging economy of the world is Africa, specifically those countries of Botswana, Ghana, Kenya, Mozambique, Nigeria, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Six of the world's 10 fastest growing economies are located on the continent, and 22% of its sizable working age population are starting businesses. I would include Senegal and Ethiopia as the real world and future Wakanda societies of the planet. In an article from earlier this year from Forbes magazine titled Why Africa is Primed for Economic Investment, it is noted that the continent's startup capital has grown from $400 million in 2015 to $2 billion in 2019. Technology Fortune 500 companies are all focused on the continent's once-in-a-millennium untapped global opportunity, which shows a $5.2 trillion investment gap in small to medium-sized businesses. 70% of the sub-Saharan African economy is informal and includes businesses as motorbikes, taxis, water, ATMs, and mobile irrigation services. The article notes most transactions are peer-to-peer, one-on-one. However, technology behemoths, accredited investors, and Fortune 500 companies alike are all diving in head-first to the motherland and the birthplace of all civilization. Let's consider Nigeria, the richest and most populous country in Africa. The country's large population of 211 million is likely a contributor to its large GDP, but also those tribes of Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa are renowned for their business savvy, business moxie, and are also the bedrock of former empires as the Benin Empire. America is a 200-year-old economy. Nigeria's is well under half of that. Its growth is paranormal. The GDP is $375 billion and ranked as the 27th largest economy in the world. American satellite communications company Viasat Satellite knows it. So does Google, McKinsey, JP Morgan, Chase, Ford Motor, Citigroup, and General Electric. It is a commercial nerve center ahead of Cairo, but queued behind Dubai. Ghana's public initiative of Year Return Home are up from 1,000 to a staggering 10,000, attracting nearly 250,000 visitors, primarily African Americans. Senegal is manifesting the real Wakanda with a $6 billion, 2,000-acre smart sustainable city with luxury resorts, condos, offices, a hospital, a stadium, an artificial intelligence city run on cryptocurrency. If you consider Africa her people, well then, that's an entirely different conversation. Business-wise, entrepreneurially, Africans are in an unprecedented springtime. And if you consider the names of nations as Nigeria, Ghana, Ethiopia, Zambia, Cameroon, just titles that really mean nothing, but random colonial titles assigned over 400 years ago. If you consider that Africa's people are nomadic, digitally savvy, spiritually endowed, conscientiously motivated, well then, the larger picture is really quite magnificent. There's a new spirit coursing through not only Africa, but also her most valuable commodity, her people. We are renewed, reinvigorated, and filled with purpose, and seemingly endless quantums of energy towards creating a new age now. Consider Afrofuturism, which is really just a renewal of the principles set forth by ancestor Marcus Garvey when he said, "God in nature first made us what we are, and then, out of our own created genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. Let the sky and God be our limit, and eternity our measurement." Really, this is just a call to all of humanity to realize her potential. It is a call outside of the effective, though low-frequency tool of racism. Or as Prophet Bob Marley noted, the greatness of man is not in how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively. The New Age will always harken back to our original mandate as human life energies: to be good to one another, to enjoy the earth, and to love. This is the moment of time and space in which we are all gathered, and the purpose for which the earth reclaims its spirit. We are one. One love. Africa is one.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Getting Deals Done. Each show is engineered as meditation on success by the same team that has brought you success meditations on the art of life, as well as being your very best self, with our flagship program, Here's to Life with Tori Reid.
I am Amu Bemevege, the founder of Afrobiz. Our station is broadcast on nearly 50 million screens, laptops, and smartphones in Europe and Africa since 1996. Afrobiz is looking forward to working with our new American partners, Victoria and Noble. Today, Afrobiz is also the owner of a Pan-African TV network called UBiz News TV and One Worldwide Afro Network, our vision for the new millennium. We have many other shows where we discuss politics, entertainment, and culture. Our mission is to bring Africa, the Caribbean, America, and the diaspora together with inspiring and educational programming. Afrobiz is for the future, and Africa is that future now. Find out more about us at ubiznewstv.com and one.africa. That's WAN.africa.
The Hilton Sacramento Arden West in Sacramento, California is committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivery of a clean stay from check-in to check-out. Located a couple of exits from downtown Sacramento and California's capital, our hotel provides a world-class stay, amenities, and rooms at the center of the California experience. California is a world-class economy with visionaries, doers, and dream catchers at its heart. Our mission, as with Here's to Life and Getting Deals Done, is the highest possible expression of excellence, business moxie, humanity, and client care. As the world moves at a fast and sometimes hectic pace, we will provide you with a peace of mind. The Hilton Sacramento Arden West is here to make your experience a better one, We look forward to receiving you. I am Ginger Levert, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Hilton Sacramento Art and West. Our focus is on the customer experience and a pristine excellence. When you travel to Sacramento, stay with us and I guarantee your peace of mind.
We look forward to bringing you another dynamic offering globally every 2 weeks. Be sure to join us for our virtual mastermind forum. And remember, prosperity is a state of being, not a ledger line on your bank account.